Even before assuming the dean's job, Gibson says Tallahassee already felt a lot like home.
I should say right off the bat, part of the reason I'm here is because of my wife, Faye, who's been in town for a lot longer. She's a graduate of FSU and in design. And she and I met actually 13 years ago when I was collaborating with a mag lab. I was in Chicago at the time, came down 3 or 4 times. What happened was that particular collaboration didn't work, but I met my wife, and so it was paid off better than I could have hoped for. And so as a result, I've got to know Tallahassee quite well. We kept a house here, even though we were living in Boston and Chicago.
In Chicago, Gibson was a director at the Argonne National Laboratory, and before that was a professor at the College of Engineering of the University of Illinois. He also worked for a while alongside Greg Bobinger, who now heads Tallahassee's Mag Lab at the legendary Bell Laboratories. And now Gibson is bringing all that formidable experience to his job heading the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering.
Very few people understand the nature of this joint college. So it was only when I was up close that I realized what's going on here. And it is really a grand experiment that I think is really addressing a key issue that's of national importance and interest.
Gibson says it's not that the college hasn't been doing its job since it was created in 1982.
We've done very well as a college over the years, but we have the potential to really be, you know, transformational. So the key is the issue of diversity in engineering. So engineering is one of the least diverse professions, yet it's one of the most important professions. It turns out that I think some Harvard economists estimated half of our economy comes from engineering. You just have to pull out the cell phone.
And it's not only the local college that is wrestling with the challenge of making the fields of engineering and the sciences more diverse.
For example, Intel put $300 million on the table to address the issue of how do we improve the diversity of STEM. Google has announced that they're seeking 1,000 underrepresented engineers that we're not training today. I've visited companies like Apple who are really anxious to diversify their workforce.
Which is why Gibson is so upbeat about the future of his institution, which he insists is uniquely positioned to address the issue.
First, you've got the partnership of a top historically black college and university and a top research university. And in engineering, that combination is something that's really critical to be successful in this area of training a diverse engineering workforce.
Exactly how does Murray propose to leverage those strengths? We'll delve into that in our next installment of a conversation with the dean of the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.